Blog Talk Radio.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Lock's Willie is bounding to join the thick squadrons on Samir's green vale.
On every mountaineer, stranger to fight or fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Bonnet and Galloglass, crown from each mountain pass, onward for Erin O'Donnell of Oo.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing neath the borders brave from the banks of the Bann.
Many's a heart shall quail under his coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his deer shall ring, far on the breezes wing, here Connell's red war cry, O'Donnell of Oo.
Of the city is prowling, and all who would conquer them are banished and slain.
Past every stalwart hand, hackbutt and battle brand, pay them all back the deep debt so long due. Morris and Flipper well can hear Connell tell, onward to glory, O'Donnell of Oo.
Cause that Clanconnell's defending, the altars we kneel at the home of our sires. Ruthless the ruin the foe is extending, midnight is red with the plunderer's fire.
On with O'Donnell then, fight the good fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true, make the proud Saxon feel.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America a Party book. Our big headline tonight is torture by the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. There is no more Democrat Party. You better get over it. They are now the Communist Party. They've been totally seeded, and the seeds are burning deep into the wounds of traitorism. There used to be a World War II expression, "You've been japped," and it meant that you've just suffered a sneak attack. The new expression is "You've been demo-commoed." The Democratic Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is the new Democrat Party. Today's political charade began with the realization that the American people are now labeled stupid, too dumb to know they have been had by the lying communist politicians in the party of death. Now our Supreme Court has seen the Obama Doesn't Care plan was a hoax. It has to be repealed, restructured, and reintroduced. But let us skip over the health care fraud and proceed straight to treason. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Dianne Feinstein, pulled a KGB agent snow job. You know Snowden, who was sold out? Dianne's documents don't even add up to what Snowden gave to the Chinese and the Russians. Yeah, he's a freedom of speech jockey. You know what? Maybe what's his name is right. What's that guy's name? Goober? Maybe he's right. Maybe we are stupid. He seems to think so, and it worked for him. Yep. So KGB agent Snow Job is Dianne Feinstein pulled that route by exposing the CIA, the U.S. military, and the American people to terrorist hits. You know that the troops in the field are going to pay for this because Al-Qaeda doesn't care about truth. They just want an excuse. So the next GI whose throat they cut, they'll say it's because of what the CIA is doing. So actually, Dianne Feinstein is aiding and abetting the enemy, just like the president and Hillary Clinton did in Benghazi, where they aided and abetted the enemy and left four Americans to die. And they have to stand trial for that yet. And we haven't paid 911 back yet. We got a long list of paybacks. The chairman of the... I said that already. Okay. The naive people who think war is a video game and death will never knock on their door of the CIA. That's us and protecting us. It is ironic that communist flag burners and baby killers oppose the torture of terrorists but endorse the torture of little children, covering up a baby murder with a communist buzzword called choice. You take the number of terrorists tortured since 9-1-1. Do you know what that number is? I'm going to guess high. I heard today a figure 800. I'm going to say it's 4,000, which I think is high. By the end of the day today, 4,700 American babies will be torn to pieces, and it will be paid for by the American government. The communists pay $317 a crushed head and throw the torn limbs and body parts into a garbage bucket. The Democrats have brought back drawn and quartering of the innocent. Not since William Wallace have I seen such an abomination. No ID for the baby, no serial number. Like the Nazis, at least they used tattoos. They tattooed the number on the arm before they gassed them. No escapees, no mercy. Why do I compare torture by the CIA to torture by the Communist Democrat Party? Because the chairman of the destruction of the CIA votes for partial birth abortion. Will history judge Dianne Feinstein as a traitor to the children of the world? Will she stand at the heavenly Nuremberg trials and tell the living God that she was only following orders? So why is only Dianne Feinstein, the gun grabber, the only communist taking center stage? The other communists are gun shy. They don't like bright lights, like cockroaches. Here are a few more committee members who betrayed their country, hidden by the communist press. John D. Rockefeller IV, from a great patriotic state, West Virginia. He voted to kill kids and burn the flag. Burned the flag 40 days before 9-1-1. Bayonet the babies on October the 20th, 2003. Another demo commo is Ron Wyden from the godforsaken state of Oregon. He, too, a baby torturer and flag burner. Barbara Mikulski from Maryland, a baby torturer and flag burner. You should also know that the party of death to little children refuses to pass an anesthesia bill that would allow babies being chopped to pieces to receive anesthesia for pain. The communists say babies don't feel pain, therefore they don't need painkillers. If they admitted that babies do feel pain, they would be forced to admit they are children. The only citizen denied their civil rights, born in the USA and growing up, when the Dr. Mengeles of the Democrat Party pull a child apart piece by piece, they then have to reassemble the complete body on a table to verify that no trace of the murder is left behind. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 babies a day. 1,200 white, 1,100 black, and 700 Latino niños. Some of the most beautiful girls and boys have full-grown hair, and they are extracted in one piece, and all that you can see is a tiny little slice in the back of the neck that severs the spinal cord. Some kids, like the Obama Chicago baby, who survived an abortion, are tortured by being left to struggle to breathe. Surely that baby feels pain. Do you think, as a CIA torture victim, the terrorist gets an anticipated heart rate increase, hearing footsteps and the door open to his cell? Do you think that an American baby gets the same heart rate increase, feeling probing forceps about to pull their legs off? Can the ultrasound hear the screams, or is it more like a baby wail sounding? Maybe just a note. So when the communist Democrats express outrage over the torture of Islamic terrorists to learn the plot that is about to unfold and save lives, how can we justify the murder of innocent, non-offensive children and call it a woman's right to choose? If it is a woman's right to choose, why are communist men like Chuck Schumer voting thumbs down on those little gladiators? If you want to see an Islamic torture, Google a Fallujah bridge. Go to any village overrun by ISIS or Boko Haram. You can go to www.captainsblog.us. Scroll down past the 2,700 American names killed in the 9/11 war and stop at the photo of a jihadi holding an American soldier's head standing on a bridge. And he's holding the head by his GI haircut. And torture is also a mother or spouse getting a bad news notice that her national treasure is only left in her heart now. The only thing a terrorist or bully respects is a bigger terrorist. And if you want to create rules of engagement, you better be prepared to engage. What the Democrat communists did today was a terrorist act against the American people. John McCain, the Rhino Supreme, should retire and open a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Oh, by the way, Ted Kennedy voted to burn the flag and kill kids. It's the Democomo way. If you join with us tonight, we will be playing the Abu Ghraib Naked Torture Song, Stuck in the Middle with You, and the top tune for waterboarding to get Bin Laden's address is Surfing the USA. God and country forever. No more Democrat traitors. The party has to be destroyed. It is the party that's the enemy. It's not individuals. It's always party over country for the Democrats. So, having said that, okay, let's try this one. There's an article by Charles Krauthammer. He says the U.S. won't have any allies after the release. I wouldn't trust this country. Obama called for a coalition today. The only two countries he could get would be Barbados and St. Kitts. He's finished. He's finished internationally. He's a lemon. He gets the order of a lemon. That's a lemon with the hammer and sickle on it. It's unbelievable. Let's see what else we got here. Sheriffs to converge on D.C. demand a GOP block Boehner's plan to fund Obama amnesty. Consensus of opinion among the patriots, yes, we're the patriots, is Boehner and Match McConnell has got to go. Match McConnell voted to burn the flag also. He was one of eight rhinos who voted with 40 Democrats 40 days before 9/11. They tried to pass the Flag Desecration Act, which would make it a crime for any communist to burn the flag, and it lost, thanks to guys like Match McConnell. I call him Match McConnell because he's a little slippery. Boehner, Savage has the best bit for Boehner. Every time he mentions his name, you hear ice cubes going into a glass. That's very good. And one of the other bits I like that Savage has, when he's got a sissy Democrat that's whining, he plays the bit from The Godfather, Fredo. Give it to Fredo. Yeah, I can be responsible. Yeah, that's very good. Very good. And I tell you, a good bit is when somebody like Hillary Clinton is talking seriously, and they play canned laughter like she's telling jokes. That's a good one too. So, what else is in the news? I promised you a couple of tunes. I'll give you one right now. I'm going to give you. Do you remember Abu Ghraib? When we had rounded up all the terrorists, we had them in there, and the CIA was interrogating them, and they threatened them with a gay Doberman pincher. You didn't know the Doberman pincher was gay, right? Listen, we got gays in the military. Nothing says a dog can't be gay. And they were afraid. They were terrorized at the Doberman, and they would be cowered in the corner, and the Doberman would be slobbering and baring his teeth and going, a bowsy wowsy, a bowsy wowsy. So, what happened? It was a woman general in charge of Abu Ghraib, and a guy and his girlfriend who were in the military were torturing these guys and filming them and making fun of them and humiliating them. And the film got out. And all of a sudden, Al-Qaeda got upset, and Bush and Rumsfeld panicked. Oh, that's not us. That's not the real us. And, you know, we want to be everybody's friend. Kind of hard to do in war. Just doesn't go over too big. And so they brought the woman general that was in charge. They gave her, she did a 23 skidoo. And she was immediately transferred out to be blameless and covered up. And which is the way we're running our government today. Everything gets covered up. Nobody gets any blame. And then one day somebody's going to go, hey, I got this bill here on my desk for $18 trillion and we're on COD with the world. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's cover it up. Yeah. It's really sad. So what these this guy and his girlfriend did, and they went and did a lot of jail time. They made examples of the lowest level military person. They always go for the generals. All get a pass. Everybody up the ladder gets a pass. They get an exit stage left. And they found these two people that were totally defenseless. Stupid people did stupid things, but not to do Leavenworth. On a first offense. Come on. And you think Bush would pardon him when nobody was looking? No, not George. But he pardoned President Clinton when President Clinton got caught taking money from Mark Rich, who was doing business with the Iranians, who probably was selling guns along with them getting oil deals. And Mark Rich was convicted by Rudy Giuliani, and he skipped to town. He went to Switzerland, and then he went to Israel, and he got sought the protection of Israel. And, yeah, it's all about money, folks. It's, how much protection you want? You want $1 million worth, $10 million, $100 million? Tell us what you want. Everybody's doing it. Look at Mexico. Mexico's a disgrace. Mexico's a disgrace. That entire country is going to come over the border because they're being murdered. They're being chopped. There is more terrorism going on in Mexico than is going on in Assyria tonight, or in Africa. I got a picture of a room full of torsos. The heads are gone. The legs are gone. The arms are gone. The room is littered with bodies. Torsos only. They got another room with legs. And that's going on right down the street from us. It's only a matter of time before all hell breaks loose. And then you'll hear, give me excuse 27, I have a speech tonight. You better give me excuse 38 in case the speech runs over. Yep. So these poor people that were misled to have fun with the POWs in Abu Ghraib. They broke the law, and those who have never served their country wanted to bring them to justice. The same people from New York, the same communists from New York, who call up and complain that there's DNA dust on their windowsill from the World Trade Center. And they want the EPA to investigate. We know who you are. Jimmy from Brooklyn called me one night. He goes, guess how many guys, Italian guys, are in the mafia? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 10,000. He says, guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side? I says, I have no idea. He says, 800,000. He was just randoming, picking numbers to make a point. But his point was well taken. Okay. So we're going to do the Abu Ghraib song. So what happened was they stripped all of the terrorists down, these guys that used to bully women and use children for shields as the American troops approached, these guys that were real macho and were slapping everybody around and cutting off heads and arms and feet. And now they're in Abu Ghraib prison. And what's happening? They're being bossed around by a woman and a big guy. And they made them all build a pyramid with their behinds as facing the camera. And they had like a row of six and a row of five on top of the six and four on top of the five. And they built a big pyramid. And all you could see were hineys. And they took a picture. And I'll tell you something. If you go out and Google Abu Ghraib images, you'll see that picture. And you take a look at the second row from the bottom and two guys from the end on the left side. Tell me that guy doesn't look like Chuck Schumer. So here's the Abu Ghraib song. Oh, they tortured us. The bowsy wowsy. They used their bowsy wowsy on us. They hooked me up to a portable radio, and they played the rock and roll. Gruber was being interrogated. They asked him, he says, you know, they say I took $4 million, but I didn't, a lot of that went to the university. I didn't get that much. So they said, well, how much did you get? And he wouldn't tell them. And then they asked him, well, how about from the States? How much did you get from the States? And here are some of the comments. Is there anyone connected in any way to the BO administration that is not a liar? Who's the father of all lies? Obama will go down in history as the last president. I do believe it is time to go home. Gruber has no feelings for what he has done, and liberals never do, man. The only thing that will get through to him is when he is sitting in prison. Yeah. Well, we got a lot of room now that the Department of Justice opened the prisons and sent all the drug dealers back to work. That's how they put. That's what that job stat was. All the drug dealers are going back to work. Yeah. I got mail. Let's see what's going on here. Obama amnesty in jeopardy. People are suing Obama over amnesty. Okay. Thoughts for today. I think we did thoughts for today. Let me take a look at it. Ah, no, we didn't. You might like this. Why did Mary Laundrie lose in Louisiana? And it's a multiple choice. One, was she a flag burner? Yes, she was. Two, was she pro-baby murder? Yes, she is. Three, was she a Democrat, a communist? Yes, she is. Four, she was out of touch with the people? Yes, she be. Five, she played the race card? Yes, she do. Six, she refused to join Weight Watchers with Hillary. Both her and Hillary formed the Weeble Party. Seven, all of the above. Don't stop now. Keep the ball rolling. Communists say midterms don't count. Communists say if the economy bounces back, they win. If the sun is shining, they take credit for it. Communists say their people did not vote. Why not? More tea, everybody. Let's all shout the Democrat Party war chant. Who cares how they died? Who cares how they died? Join our Tea Party family. We welcome everybody. Family is everything. Then I made a pitch for the Yazidi people last night. Do not let the Yazidi people die in that mountain. They are freezing and starving to death. After we beat Saddam, we allowed his Republican Guard to keep their helicopters. The first thing they did was kill Kurds with weapons of mass destruction that the Demo Camo said weren't there. It was not enough that they used WMDs to kill 5,000 women and children at Halabja. But we stood by and watched. We've become less of a nation of doers and more of a nation of spectators. Now 1,000 abandoned Yazidis are trapped on a mountain, just like the Kurds were. Obama won't lift a finger. Soon they will be a stat on the evening news. And the world will say, that is horrible. And the UN will have a meeting. And give me speech number 480. The atrocities of the world. The mountain is on high ground, and a rescue team with a lot of firepower can be inserted overnight to protect those innocent. And you know who's left behind. There was maybe 5,000 people up there, or 10,000 people. And you know the strong got out. And the helpless were left behind. And that's who's there. The most helpless. The helpless of the helpless. And God wants us to do something. And then we can assist their evacuation. And when the last child is safely removed, we can go home for Christmas. And now I see in the news today, Syrian refugees in Turkey are not getting food. And they were interviewing one Syrian. He says, I'm going to go back and I'll die fighting. Better to die fighting than to starve to death here. It is sad. So, when the last child is removed, we can go home for Christmas. I do believe that not only do we need SEAL teams and special forces teams, we need an entire division that has SEAL team capability of quick insert and quick exit. And I'm talking a full division. And that will wake everybody up. How many are here? Is it 50, 100? No, it's 20,000. Okay, so we got a song. They're all talking about impeaching Obama, so we wrote a little song. And the name of the song is My Sweet Impeachable You. He's impeachable, that's what he are. He's impeachable, so near, so far. like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of firing him does things to me. Never before has someone been born. He's impeachable in every way, and forevermore, that's how he stay. He be impeachable. Were the communist-inspired riots a threat of what is to come if Obama gets impeached? Was that a message? Was that one of his street army's messages? That's okay. We can deal with that. Okay. Let me find another tune for you. Oh, this is the tune that was used to water Sheikh Khaled Mohammed. And we got from Sheikh Khaled Mohammed the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. And then Obama gave him 4 months to escape. And then time ran out. So here's the tune that was used to waterboard the Sheikh Khaled Mohammed.
If everybody had an oath across the USA, then everybody be blue like California. Pushy blonde hair, serving USA. You get to serving out there.
Okay, we're back. Here's a little business news. Kroger profits up 21% after refusing to ban guns. In mid-August, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America launched a campaign pressuring Kroger to bar law-abiding citizens from openly carrying guns for self-defense in their stores. Kroger refused to change its policy, and in the third quarter, ending November 8th, Kroger saw a 21% increase in profit compared with the same period last year. According to Supermarket News, Kroger's net earnings for the quarter were $362 million. Breitbart News previously reported that Moms Demand launched their campaign on August the 18th, and on that day, Kroger subsidiary grocer Fred Meyer said it would not change its policies. And less than 2 weeks later, Kroger said it would not be changing policies either. Both said they would continue to honor state and municipal laws at their store locations. So communist moms demand action upped the shame campaign in September, with founder Shannon Watts personally calling Kroger out for banning skateboards but not guns. And in late October, a Kentucky-based Moms Demand Actions chapter tried to shame Kroger's shareholders into supporting a gun ban, but this failed as well, and they're up 21%. There will be stock dividends. And you know what? With that kind of money, you can buy more guns. Way to go. I do shop there. So will these Nazi moms finally find something else to do with their time? They should go home and practice their meatballs, because they probably are all bad cooks. Yeah, cooks. Yeah. Women can't cook today. And I thought I was bad. I learned to make a frankfurter about 10 years ago. I called my wife up at work. I said, guess what I just did? She told all her girlfriends at work. They laughed for hours. My husband made a frankfurter. I'm a mama's boy. My mommy told me, marry this girl, and that's what I did. And my mother told her that she got the pick of the litter. How's that? And she did. She scored big. She got me. U.S. fugitive in Israel arrested over bomb plots. Adam Everett Levix. Hunt for Osama bin Laden turns up in CIA report. Yeah. Is that the one that Obama said to destroy? That we're not going to find him? And they said, no, he's over here, Mr. President. Why don't you mind your own business? LeBron commits a big no-no during a visit with Kate. Oh, man. Prince William and Kate attended a Cavs-Nets game, but it was... Poor Kate. You got to put up with all that crap, honey. You can come over to my house. We have a bowl of porridge. We talk about childbirth. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? We're going to give you another tune. You want to go Latin? This one we always play when things are going bad, when you're down, you're feeling down and out. You just lost the Senate to the Tea Party. We play this song to cheer you up so that you don't commit suicide.
Lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
Wow. Got a picture of Joe Biden. He's pointing his finger. You know who points his finger a lot and he talks down to people? Eric Holder. Every time I see a picture of him, he's got his finger in somebody's face. When a wise person debates with a fool, the fool rages and laughs, and there is no peace and quiet. Proverbs 29:9. Okay, speaking to the Saban Forum in Washington on Saturday, VP Joe Biden said that the talks with Iran, which began about a year ago, man, I got to tell you something. You watched those towers come down. You were heartbroken. You saw that smoke. You saw that smoke chasing people that were jumping off the piers into the water. They didn't show you that picture. That's what was going on in one attack. Can you imagine what Israel is going to do to Iran when they get close to having nukes? Do you have any idea the hell that's going to be unleashed? And we're going to have a meeting of the UN, and they'll bring out speech number 383, the attack on Iran. And Obama will say he's shocked and appalled. You know, Obama bowed to everybody but the Queen of England. He bowed to Putin. He bowed to, no, he didn't bow to Putin. I'm only exaggerating. I'm playing Democrat today. He bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia. He bowed to the Emperor of Japan. But he wouldn't bow to the Queen of England. If he meets with the Pope, you think he'll bow to the Pope? Does he bow to Reverend Wright? Biden added that the talks were providing time to see if it's possible. What a joke, man. What a joke. What an absolute joke. We are stupid. You know what we suffer from? Gooberism. Goober is right, man. We are stupid. We are stupid. We have no idea what's going on. We don't even know our geography. We can't even... If somebody says, there's trouble in Timbuktu, and I go, where's Timbuktu? Oh, it's in Mali. Where's Mali? It's in Africa. Where's Africa? It is bad. And you want to see if there's any comments here about Joe Biden? They were going to be, no, there's nobody. Nobody's talking about Joe Biden. Oh, man, that's terrible. He can't even get a comment. He could be the president of the United States if the president gets sick or has to go under the knife. You know, they got to do a transfer of power. Yeah. As long as he doesn't go under Joe's knife. Elijah Cummings, savages. I never saw so many ass-kissing speeches. Elijah Cummings, he hates Issa, and he's singing Issa's praises. Oh, you did a wonderful job, and I'm going to miss you, and everything is, you know, I always loved you. And what are you wearing? In many ways, this is old news. As much as I despise the social democrats, the socialist democrats, no, man, they used to be socialists. When they were undercover, now they've come out of the hamper. They're now full-fledged communists. And they hired pajama boys who invent 1,000 clever ways to screw us. I want to know what comes after the Gruber dust settles. What is this yet another hearing supposed to accomplish? What are the spineless Republicans going to? Rhinos are bad news. You got to get rid of Boehner. We got to start fresh. We got to hit the ground running. We've got the Democrat communists on the run. And in the words of George Patton, attack, 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 and don't let up. And expose them for what they really are and how they are party over country. They vote to burn the flag. They like to sell drugs for tax money. And that's what you got to do. Lobster Graham wants some hearty soup from Lobster Graham. We don't do commercials here. Nobody wants us. Let's see what else we got. Chairman Issa, no. Ed Garcia, Obama amnesty in jeopardy. That's got to be stopped. Ed Garcia replied to National Director D's discussion. This is Tea Party. To answer the discussion question bluntly, no, there is no way to recall Boehner, McConnell, or any other elected member of Congress, period. There is no legal mechanism allowing for the recall of elected federal officials. Well, let's unelect them. Let's call for new elections. There's got to be a way. These people wrote wrote these laws, and they've got their escape clauses in them. Let's find one and use it to our advantage. To answer the discussion link bluntly, we said that. That is why members of Congress feel so secure in promising one thing on the campaign trail and doing the opposite in Washington. Well, you know who did that? What's her name? Mary Laundry, and down in Louisiana. And now she's going to be doing laundry. Yeah, she promised to support Bush, and they voted for her, and she got in, and she chapped Bush. Oh, I can't say that anymore. That's not politically correct. That's a World War II expression. When somebody japs you, that means they got the jump on you, and they beat you to the punch. That's from Pearl Harbor, which was 2 days ago, and it was covered up by the communist press. There was no tributes. There's no salutes. And they also, at Pearl Harbor, they caught a travel agency charging for free tickets, $39 a ticket, that they were getting free from the Pearl Harbor Memorial people. So no matter where you go today, screwing is a way of life. If you can get through today without having your hiney touched, you're very lucky, man. You have mastered the art of clever deception. These states are suing over Obama's amnesty. They're all the southern ones. I see them. It's like this, it's like the Confederacy with a few extras. Take action. Send us money. You're tired of asking the donations? Here's some of these guys raising donations. I wonder. There's one guy, he talks about the suffering people in Israel. I think he's lining his pockets. I just got that feeling. Cries on TV with them, and he gives them a potato. Somebody gave him 10 grand to buy food, he gives them a potato. Yeah. I used to have a guy that used to call on me when I was in business. And he was an old timer. And he was in World War. He might have been in World War II. I don't think he was in World War I. And he wore old clothes, and he had a ratchety old sun hat, and he had an oilskin shopping bag, and he used to sell pens and copy paper, and he carried everything with him. So. Everybody used to laugh at him. I said, don't laugh at him. I said, don't laugh at this guy, because he probably probably goes to Atlantic City on the weekends and plays the $100 blackjack table. And they laughed at me. They thought it was funny. So the guy's name was Virgil. So one day when he came in, I go, Virgil, you go to Atlantic City? He goes, oh, yeah, I go every Saturday. And I said, what game you like to play? He said, I like to play blackjack, you know, $100 a clip. And these guys, their jaws dropped. You can't tell a book by its cover. And that's an old saying, and we don't use it enough. Okay, we'll jump back to a tune. There was also a black guy, a minister, who used to call on me, and he had a little like a pay envelope, you know, the real small one. And he used to cup it, and it would open up, and I'd put a quarter in. And after he left, all my help would say, what are you doing that for? Don't you know he's not on the level? He's a crook. I said, yeah, but he's working. He's a working crook, you know. And I said, follow him around the corner, see if he gets into a caddy. You got to take care of everybody, you know? God does. I got a nice tune. Let's see. What are we going to play here? Want to hear a guy that's proud of the Southland? I don't know if he was from the South, but he sings like he loves it.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
You know the story of Nathan Hale? Nathan Hale was going to a theological university called Yale. Imagine if he could go back to Yale today, he'd be sick. It must be terrible to go to Yale and betray Nathan Hale. Well, he was betrayed. He was betrayed by a cousin. He was a spy for Washington. And he got caught by the British in New York. And they hanged him in an apple orchard, which is now believed to be under Penn Station. And he was young. I think he was 18 when he got hanged. And I think the general, the commanding general at the time, was Lord Cornwallis. And he asked her for a Bible, and he asked for a writing paper so he could write a letter to his mother. And he was denied a Bible. And he was allowed to write a letter to his mother. But after they hanged him, the provost marshal tore up the letter, saying no one should know of this man's bravery. And, you know, his famous saying, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. And he never saw the USA, at least not on Earth. He never saw it be born. He died before we won the revolution. And it's funny because there's an Irish tune about another Nathan Hale, their Nathan Hale. No song was ever written about Nathan Hale. I don't even think there's a poem about him. In Ireland, they had a boy who stood up against the British, and he was captured. I don't know if he was a spy or just a rebel, and he was hanged. And he was hanged by the same general that hanged Nathan Hale. So the Irish, which are great for singing songs about their heroes, did a song dedicated to the crappy boy. And the reason he's called the crappy boy is that French revolutionaries had cut their hair in a certain fashion, and it was considered crappy. And so he had his hair done like the French revolutionaries did their hair. So he was called the crappy boy. And he sings about his death as he's walking to the gallows. And Nathan Hale was betrayed by a cousin, and the crappy boy was betrayed by a cousin. Isn't that ironic? 3,000 miles away, two guys suffered the same fate under the same general in a similar cause, the cause of freedom. And what was said about it, his father disowned him because he was a rebel. So there he's on the gallows, and his father has disowned him. And so the tune is called The Crappie Boy, and I'm going to close with that. I just want to give you a little background so you understand it. And we're dedicating this to Nathan Hale.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree, and the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappie Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the Crappie Boy.
Have a nice night, folks. I hope we got a country tomorrow. Every day it looks like we get bad news. What is he going to do to us tomorrow? Have a nice night.